and talk a little bit about the birth trauma, Brother Rasaji.
Pivot from the death urge
and finish with the death urge in about 1 minute, and also show you how to attack the death urge. And I asked Babaji, my yoga master, that people, he's ancient. I'm just going to say right now, he's ancient. And when I asked him one day, how come you're so old? And he said, well, I just outlived it. And that's how you overcome death urge. You outlive it. Death urge sabotages the end game. So death urge, it will sabotage relationships, sabotage business. We've seen it on and on and off again, right? I've counseled numerous amount of people over the year, and I've watched so many people destroy relationships, destroy business because of programmed in them is inevitably there was an outside force that they had nothing to say about that was going to take them out. And they had no control over it. Okay. So prayer and the element of fire, spending time with fire, candles, fireplaces, fire pits, and using your mala beads, right? Using your mala beads. Lama's always got a pair of mala beads around. Using your mala beads, right? It will overcome death urge, right? So let's talk about birth trauma. So death urge is on the back end. Guess what's on the front end? Guess what keeps you from getting started and getting out of the gate? Now watch how I'm going to phrase this. The two most things, and it's pertinent we're talking about this on the first broadcast, that will keep you from stepping into your power is what the Lama's talking about right now. Right now. What I'm telling you is what will keep you from stepping into your power. Birth trauma says, I'm going down that canal. It's tiny. It's an inch or two, right? And you've got this body, 7, 8, 9 pounds, maybe you're 18 to 22 inches, and you're going to go through that canal. And you've been fed the whole time by a biblical cord. You got your oxygen, you got your nutrition, and you're in this nice jacuzzi called mom, and it's 98.6. And most of us are born into an environment where we were in a hospital where it's 68 degrees. Now, imagine what happens to your joints, your muscles, and everything. Now, after you're out, you're asked to do something you wouldn't ask to do for 9 whole months. And that is, you're not going to breathe through that belly anymore, that cord. You're going to breathe through your lungs. And your lungs are the last part of your body to develop. Not only that, your lungs are not the pump. They're the sieve of the breath. The pump was where you were attached at the umbilical cord. That's why when I take an infant, when they're born, and by the way, I've cut 3 cords of 3 sons, so I know a little bit about what I'm talking about, that the only definition of muscle tissue in the whole body of an infant is an inch or two around the umbilical cord where it was contracting and expanding for 9 months. So that's the pump. Not only that, but the psychic umbilical cord is 2 to 3 inches above the physical umbilical cord, which is how you get energy immediately from the energy body of 4D that surrounds you like a cocoon into your physical body, right? So you have to breathe that way. So the birth trauma keeps you from getting out of the gate. So what's the premortal code? Oh, I was having a hard time surviving this first time. I don't know that I'm going to survive. And you fill in the blank. Am I going to survive this new marriage? Am I going to survive this new entrepreneur business opportunity? Jimmy Swin's been coaching me or the sage of the South and says, I need to go do this, this, and this. But every time I do this, I break out in cold sweats. I wake up in the middle of the night and the thermostat's going up and down and my body temperature is going up and down. What is it? Birth trauma. Birth trauma. Well, fire and prayer is the quickest way to dissolve death urge. Watch this. Movement and breathing energy is the best way to attack birth trauma. So this is why Tai Chi Gong is so powerful, because it teaches you the root of these two, right? You overcome birth trauma and you overcome death urge. Nobody or no thing stands in your way.